I have a Christmas gift for you on this feast of the Holy Family, this feast of the family of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. I'm going to keep my words just very brief this morning. I want to just make 2 points and offer together a prayer. The first is that for those who are called to the vocation of marriage and family, that sacrament, living out that marriage and family life, that's your path to holiness. That's your path to heaven. And the main and the ultimate purpose of marriage is for you to get your spouse and your kids to heaven. That's what the whole thing is all about. And in doing this, in striving, in living out marriage and family life, by dying to yourself for your spouse and your kids each day, that's how you'll save your own soul. And second, well, marriage and family life, there's so much goodness in it. The greatest treasures in life are found there. Well, all that's true. Marriage is hard. You know this. Family life is hard and it can be painful. But don't ever, 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 ever give up. Don't ever let discouragement take root in your heart. Even for those who are in the hardest of situations in which they and their spouse are no longer together but separated, in which the kids that you raised and did everything you could to raise them up in the faith, some of them are no longer practicing the faith and are maybe very far from God. Don't ever, ever give up. Don't ever stop bringing them in prayer to God. Confidently, faithfully, trustingly, and lovingly bringing them to God. Because your prayers for them are so powerful and they're so, so important. And lastly, a prayer. As you guys came in, the Knights of Columbus handed you a prayer card. If you have one, if you could pull it out. If you don't, to join us in praying with it in your heart. It's a prayer of consecration to the Holy Family. We're going to pray for your families, and we're going to offer them trustingly, lovingly, and confidently to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Together, our Lord Jesus, you lived in the home of Mary and Joseph in Nazareth. There you grew in age, wisdom, and grace, as you prepared to fulfill your mission as our Redeemer. We entrust our family to you. O Blessed Mary, you are the mother of our Savior. At Nazareth, you cared for Jesus and nurtured him in the peace and joy of your home. We entrust our family to you. O Saint Joseph, you provided a secure and loving home for Jesus and Mary and gave us a model of fatherhood while showing us the dignity of work. We entrust our family to you. Holy Family, we consecrate ourselves and our family to you. May we be completely united in a love that is lasting, faithful, and open to the gift of new life. Help us to grow in virtue, to forgive one another from our hearts, and to live in peace all our days. Keep us strong in faith, persevering in prayer, diligent in our work, and generous toward those in need. May our home, O Holy Family, truly become a domestic church where we reflect your example in our daily life. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.